Facebook was justified in its decision to boot former President Trump from the platform earlier this year. That's according to an oversight board that ruled on his case today. The board says while Facebook was right to ban the former president for inciting violence during the Capitol insurrection, the company imposed a, quote, arbitrary penalty when it suspended Trump's accounts indefinitely. The board recommends Facebook review the case over the next 6 months. This verdict is the first major test of the board, which Facebook set up last year, to review its decisions on what to take down from the site and what to leave up. And we want to note that Facebook is a financial sponsor of NPR. Let's bring in Noah Feldman. He actually helped set up Facebook's oversight board, and he's a professor at Harvard Law School, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.
Yes. So, Noah, you're not a member of this board, but you did help create it. Your thoughts on the board's decision today, are you surprised?
I am a little surprised, and I'm also happy because the board acted like a court would have acted. They held Facebook to account by saying that it had not articulated clear standards for why it suspended Trump indefinitely. But at the same time, it was realistic enough to understand that under the conditions of January 6, Facebook was right to take Trump down. And the body gave, the oversight board gave Facebook 6 months now in which to get it right and figure out rules and then apply those rules in a fair and even way to Trump. So it was a bit of a compromise decision in that way. It had something for the company and something for Trump and for his supporters. But I think ultimately it was cautious, wise, and reasonable.
You know, when this ban happened, there was a lot of criticism that this was basically an affront to free speech. We'll probably be hearing a lot more of that criticism over the next few days. How would you respond to these concerns about what this means for free speech?
The board's opinion really tried, I think, pretty explicitly, if you read it, to say that free speech needs protecting and that the way to protect it is with clear rules that specifically delineate in advance what it would mean to break those rules and why someone should be taken off the platform. And they said really clearly that those rules should follow principles not unlike the ones in the First Amendment, namely that speech should only be taken down if it has an imminent threat to do real harm. I think, you know, the board was right to say that Facebook did follow that on January 6th when there was real danger and when the mob was actually invading the Capitol. But I also think the board was right to say that afterwards, Facebook needs to actually do a careful analysis of whether allowing Donald Trump on the platform would threaten imminent harm. I mean, that is an important free speech principle.
Right. And the board also said it wasn't fair for the company to ban Trump indefinitely. Now that this decision is essentially back where it started, I mean, in the hands of Facebook and its very powerful CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. So from your point of view, the other thought I have is, what function did the board actually serve here?
What the board did is that it told the company that the solution that it came up with, this indefinite suspension, was the wrong one. That it needs to have what it doesn't have presently, clear rules that say, if you break this rule, you get your content taken down. You do two or three or however many you have to say in advance, then you could be taken off the platform. And, you know, at the same time, the board also told Facebook, you have to make this public and transparent and clear to users. So that's something that would not have been in place if it weren't for the board's decision. And in that way, the board engaged in oversight. It's called the Oversight Board for a reason. It engaged in oversight, and it said to Facebook, you didn't do it exactly right. Go back and do it better now, and do it better in a way that in the future will produce fairer and clearer outcomes.
Well, going back, though, to the significance of this decision, the board also made recommendations on how Facebook should improve its policies. But these policies are not binding. So do you expect this decision will have any real impact on how the company operates going forward?
I'm very confident that it will. You know, a minority of the board, and they reported this in their opinion, wanted to make some of the commands binding. But I think what the board was saying is, here are principles you have to follow. You have to follow the principles of free expression. And then it said, go forth and write the rules that will comprise or consist alongside with these principles. I think had the board written those rules itself, it probably wouldn't have done as good a job because, frankly, its members aren't experienced in creating content moderation standards for a service with billions of users on it. So it's appropriate to make Facebook take that responsibility in the first instance, and then for the board to engage in oversight and make sure that those decisions and those rules follow principles. And here they said that the principles need to be followed, that they haven't been. And it's appropriate then to tell Facebook, go back and do it again.
Traditional media organizations like newspapers or public radio programs make decisions every day about what to allow on their platforms. But is Facebook really the same thing? I mean, they've argued over the last few years that they're not in the category of being a media company. How does this ruling impact this larger argument on whether Facebook should be playing by the other rules of media and journalism organizations?
To me, what the Oversight Board's creation shows, and this decision underscores it, is that Facebook is a little different from a newspaper or a radio deciding through the editorial process what to publish. But it's also different from just being an open forum where anybody can say whatever they want any of the time. Instead, what social media companies like Facebook do is they let you post your content, but then they have rules that dictate what content you can and can't post. And they have rules, or they should have rules, dictating when you would be punished by being taken off the platform. And that's what the Oversight Board is there to do. It's there to make sure that they have clear standards, clear rules, and clear principles, and to defend our free expression in that same way.
That's Noah Feldman, a professor at Harvard Law School, who helped set up the Oversight Board at Facebook, which today said the company was right to ban former President Trump from its platforms. Professor, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.